Good morning. Welcome to the Fairfield Advantage, the radio program that showcases business events and opportunities and quality of life issues in Fairfield County. My name is Linda Kaufman from Fairfield County Economic Development, and you're listening to WFCO 90.9 on your FM dial. We'd like to thank the radio station for allowing us to help identify what might be or become your Fairfield Advantage. Joining me this morning is the man with the mojo, as he said at the recent State of the City, the director of Destination Downtown Lancaster, Dave Scheffler. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Linda. And I don't claim to be the mojo, just the monitor of the mojo.
Oh, you are the monitor. Yes. I was ready for a little bit of a dance lesson here in the studio after we get done recording. But if you say no, then I'll look to maybe Leslie Hansen, who works in your office, for that mojo beat.
That would be the perfect thing.
But right now, when I told you how much time we had, you said, oh, I need an hour. So we're going to talk fast, and if we don't get done with everything, we're just going to bring Dave back for session two of what's going on in Destination Downtown Lancaster. Let's start with those events that people look forward to, Dave.
So right now, the next event coming up is the Chocolate Walk on April the 10th, Friday evening. Tickets are $15, and if you're a DDL supporter, they're $13. You can buy the tickets online on our website, destinationdowntownlancaster.com, or stop into our office at the desk, and we can sell them to you there. Next up is Cleanup Day on Saturday, April 25th. I think this is the fifth annual Downtown Cleanup Day, where we typically get 60 to 75 volunteers to come downtown. Typically, we spread mulch in the tree wells, pull weeds, clean up, pull weeds.
Just lots of opportunities to make downtown look better.
Absolutely.
Now, somebody that's never done this, how do they get involved?
With Cleanup Day?
Yes, with Cleanup Day.
Well, first of all, you can sign up on our website. There is a volunteer sign-up for Cleanup Day. And we like to know who's coming so we can kind of put them on teams. We build teams by street, and we assign each volunteer to a team so that the block captain knows how many people he has and what his tasks are. If no other way of signing up, just show up that morning at, I believe it's 8 o'clock, at the Sherman Statue in Veterans Park downtown, and we'll put you to work. Bring gloves. Hopefully it won't be cold, so you don't need to worry about warm clothes, but at very least bring gloves and clothes that you can get dirty.
Okay. So moving on past Cleanup Day, what else we have going on downtown?
The next thing is the following Tuesday evening, April 28th, is the third Progressive Dinner, where there are two tracks of restaurants, of the eight restaurants downtown, four each. You go to one for appetizer, second for soup and salad, the third for entree, and the fourth for dessert. The first one sold out very quickly. The second one, we didn't sell all the tickets, but close, but it was a winter January evening. But it does sell out in advance, so you need to get your tickets. They're $55 or, I believe, $53 for downtown Destination Downtown Lancaster supporters.
Okay, so we've got these events, and we have another event that is a little further out on the horizon, but you are fully immersed in now, and that is Art Walk, one of their favorite opportunities during the Lancaster Festival. Let's talk exactly how DDL is involved in Art Walk.
Well, actually, Art Walk is a DDL event. We had the deadline last week for artists and for hosts to submit their applications. The artists are required to submit a sample of their work. We have jury committees of accomplished artists to look at the art and determine if the artist is qualified to exhibit at the event, and maybe a surprise that everybody doesn't get in. I think last year we rejected 14 artists, or the jurors rejected 14 artists. Also, the hosts apply and pay a fee for hosting an artist. And so some hosts and artists are paired up and have been for many years, but others aren't. So in addition to monitoring the artist's work, we also assign the artist to a location or a host. So that's a very busy time for us right now. It seems like there isn't a lot going on event-wise at the end of March, but we're up to our neck in art walk activities.
And I think that's good for our listeners to hear how involved a process that is to end up hosting 5,000 to 6,000 local residents and residents from beyond our county. I think Art Walk is one of the events during the Lancaster Festival that many people look forward to, in addition to the fine art and the restaurants and the museums that are also open during that time. It's just a wonderful time to network and see people that you might only see once a year at Art Walk.
Absolutely. And, of course, we're all hoping for wonderful weather, which increases the size of the crowd. But it is a very busy time for us and Leslie and Ellen, my compatriots at Destination Downtown Lancaster. People don't think about things like getting the maps done for the host sites, getting lists of artists made, what their medium is, and getting out notifications to artists, hosts. And this year, Destination Downtown Lancaster will be actually managing the food vendors. We have an agreement with the Lancaster Festival where we'll be taking over the environmental part of Art Walk Night and the rest of the festival as far as cleanup, security, porta toilets.
Anything that goes with it.
Anything that goes with it, yes.
And I think that listeners that have attended the Art Walk in the past, it's all been so smooth that you don't see the tremendous amount of work that gets done behind the scenes. And I think truly, too, a lot of people think that the Lancaster Festival Committee is responsible for Art Walk, when truly it's a DDL event that is a part of the Lancaster Festival.
Yes, I believe it's recognized as the Lancaster Festival Art Walk, but DDL actually does the work and manages the event. Actually, it takes hundreds of hours of Leslie and Ellen and volunteer time to put it all together.
So again, volunteers are needed for so much of your work. And if people are, maybe they can't commit to the cleanup day or they're not able to do that, how can they get involved in any of the initiatives that come out of Destination Downtown Lancaster?
Call us. We have lots of volunteer opportunities, not only for events, but ongoing throughout the year. There's a lot of things happening behind the scenes at DDL, and we're always looking for volunteers to come. It might involve stuffing envelopes, delivering signage or brochures around downtown. There's running errands that we need to have run.
Okay.
Lots of things to do.
So that phone number, you share the Chamber of Commerce number, comes in through their main line, or do you have your own line?
We now have our own line. It's
740-277-6607. Now, that's on your website, though, so that would be one way that people could grab that phone number.
Right.
Okay, so listeners, through the website or through phone number now, you can get involved in Destination Downtown Lancaster. So moving forward, let's talk about some of the activity that's going on that you are helping to support. And let's start with the North Columbus Street efforts and the businesses that are expanding and moving and just doing great things.
Yep. The center of downtown mojo, or downtown vibe, as we like to say, is North Columbus Street. And something always seems to be going on North Columbus Street. Currently, Paperback Exchange is moving into the former Lancaster Bicycle Shop. The owner of that shop passed away last fall, and Leanne McClellan from Paperback Exchange has rented that space. And the space she vacates is being utilized, or will be utilized effective April 1st, by Jamie Mast from Diamond Jim's Pizza. She'll be expanding into that space, so she'll be more than doubling the size of her restaurant, and she will be featuring her Dog Pound hot dogs in that space. So that's real exciting, big happening for downtown and for North Columbus Street.
Absolutely. And, of course, no downtown is complete without its restaurants. We had four restaurants open last year that people, I think, are aware of. But we've also got some new ones popping up, and there's nothing that breeds success more than success. Let's talk about these new ones real quick.
Right. Last year, four new restaurants were added: The Well, Ale House 1890, Diamond Jim's Pizza, and Table One. And they've been a great addition to downtown and very busy and popular. This year, joining them was Healthy Edge Nutrition at 221 South Broad Street. It's the home of nutritional shakes. They will also be having yoga and other exercises classes in there. It's almost across the street from the post office. Formerly, there was a beauty shop in there, and it's painted very bright and vibrant colors, so it's cheerful just going in there. The other to open soon is the Rising Restaurant and Sports Pub at 167 West Main Street, in where the Christian Science Reading Room formerly was. They are making great progress. I'm not exactly sure if they have an opening date picked, but I see things changing down there on the front of the building. And I know they've recently hired a manager. So it's imminent, and we're looking forward to adding them to the existing nine restaurants downtown.
Wonderful. And with the little bit of time that we have left, let's just touch briefly on the wonderful opportunity that Brad and Penny Hutchinson have afforded the Midoff property and some of those opportunities as they see them moving forward.
All right, Brad and Penny, I think a week ago last Friday, obtained title to the Midoff from the City of Lancaster. And we have to say thanks to the City Administration and City Council for having the foresight to do that. Brad and Penny are well-recognized Lancaster residents. They own Company Wrench, which is just off the bypass going towards Carroll. And they plan to rehab the Midoff and put retail space and restaurant space on the ground floor and offices upstairs. It's a big project. They will not realize a return on their investment. They look at it as a gift to the City of Lancaster. And lots of volunteers have turned out the last two Saturdays to help with the cleanup. There's a lot of junk and debris in the building that needs to be cleaned up, and they're making good progress on that. At some point very soon, the newest addition on the back will be removed. There's a second addition that was built around 1900 that they hope they can save. But that's still up in the air based on engineers' opinions as to whether it's viable or not. There are some structural issues with it. But at the least, the original building will be saved and maintained and rehabbed.
And I think that was of some concern to county residents that have a strong interest in historical buildings and just saving our heritage. So, again, we all send our thanks to Brad and Penny, and I'm sure we will have many more discussions as that Midoff project moves forward. Dave, in closing, what one word would we want to leave with our listeners this morning? High point of DDL, or just call us and check us out?
Hey, I could say catch the vibe. Come downtown.
All right. Listeners, thank you so much for being with us today. I'd like to thank our guest, Dave Scheffler from DDL, who has become the number one cheerleader for Destination Downtown Lancaster and all that it is now and all that it is going to be for the residents of Fairfield County and beyond. Listeners, again, tune in next time where the advantage that we talk about just might be yours.